All right, we spoke out last week. We're speaking about the inyan of kavod. We focused in last week about the fact that kavod, running after kavod, is harmful for us. And really what we have to work on is we really have to work on having kavod for ourselves, having self-respect, self-esteem, not being insecure. And the truth, and we said that if a person works on his self kavod, then he won't need other people's kavod. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, we said over that Eizah Mechubed HaMechabed HaSabriyas. Who is someone that's Mechubed? Someone's Mechabed others. I think the Pshat in the Mishnah is that it's a simen, it's a sign. If you're someone that's Mechabed others, that's a sign that you really have self-respect, you have kavod for yourself. People that are very insecure about themselves have a very hard time being Mechabed other people. And when you see someone running after kavod, you should, you know, speak about that another time. But remember, you should actually feel bad for the guy. Guy's running after kavod. It's not pshat. He's just an arrogant person. He might be arrogant, but the truth is, it actually reflects a weakness inside of him. His running after kavod reflects the fact that he doesn't have enough stability. He doesn't have enough security that he needs other people's haskama. If you know what you are, you don't need everyone else to give you a haskama. When there's a shayla, when there's a suffix, so you need other people's haskama, other people's kavod.
Should give it to him?
I'm sorry? Yes, you should give it to him. And we'll focus on another thing. You should give it to him, and you should try to give it to him in a way that might help him not need it. You know, well, I guess we'll focus that another time, giving other people kavod. That will be a part of the kavod chapter. But the other thing we spoke about also is that a person who runs, we also said that if you really want kavod, which we all want, so don't think that I'm trying to get you out of kavod. If you really want kavod, you run away from kavod. The Chazal said that someone who runs away from kavod, kavod will chase after them. I came across the Medrash. I think I came across it after last week. Beautiful Medrash. I think the Pshat that says by Yehuda, says that why was Yehuda Zaycha to Malchus? It says Yehuda was Zaycha to Malchus because he admitted with the Maisa Tamar. Because he admitted that he was Mizana with Tamar, he was Zolcha to Malchus. So, Pasha Pshat L'char in the Medrash is, that's Mida Keneged Mida. Yehuda, who went ahead and was Mevaz himself, he wasn't concerned with his own kavod. So Mamela HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed him with the biggest kavod, with a kavod of Malchus. And it's a hafaliga thing, because when Yehuda went and said, I was Mizana, so that was the biggest embarrassment possible. Here he is, one of the Shvatim, basically publicly putting himself down for everyone to take, you know, that everyone should lose respect for him. In Alpitavi, he should be losing everyone's respect. But the opposite happens. When a person does that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of him, whether it makes sense, doesn't have to make sense, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of him, the person will be honored. And a person who runs after kavod, the opposite happens. Eventually, he might get that one kavod opportunity, but eventually, in the end, he won't be a respected person. He won't have the kavod that he really, you know, Hashem's not going to give him the kavod. The kavod will run away from him. And also, just, I didn't point out last time, it's because I didn't know that when you run after kavod, like you run after a certain issue, a certain area for kavod, a person runs after it, he doesn't even know that it's good for him. Many times people are running after positions, running after different things, and they end up being very harmful for them, harmful for their families. You don't even know what's good for you. Trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you the kavod, Hashem will give you what's good for you, the kavod that's good for you. A certain kabudim that you're running after might end up being harmful for you. Even this kavod itself might be harmful for you, let alone the harm that you're, you know, taking yourself away from future kavod, the real kavod that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in store for you if you try to do things l'shma, do things l'shem shemayim.
Should somebody run away from kavod in order to get the kavod to run
after him? So I didn't speak of someone asking afterwards. I think that's fine. I think the Vard is, that's not really, if that's your whole intention, and you're only running away from kavod just to get kavod, I don't know. But generally, you know, generally a person that's holding money after kavod, even if he wants the kavod in the end, he really also wants to do Hashem Shemayim. He's given chizuk by the fact that Hashem will take care of his arm. But bottom line, he really wants to serve Hashem for the right reasons. It's not his only goal, you know, I don't know if there's anyone in the world that can exist this way. That Rav should control himself from kavod, can run away from kavod, just in order to get kavod, probably won't happen. If it does, it's probably, you know, that probably would be together chasing kavod, if that's your whole intention. But if a person just tells himself, you know, I'm not going to run after this opportunity, I'm not going to do it, let someone else get the covet, Hashem will take care of my covet. That's completely what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Otherwise, why do Chazal tell us, anyone who runs after covet, covet will come after him? Chazal are telling us this. The Chazal are telling you that you're going to get covet. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem knows that we're human beings. Hashem knows that we want covet, we need covet. It's important for us to get honor from other people many times in order to build ourselves. So Hashem will take care of our covet. That's not our, it's not our department. Hashem will take care of us. The just one other, also point out, a person should be careful not to run after covet, not to be worried about running after covet, but makom where there's a mitzvah involved. First, a lot of times, people that are mamash bali covet, all of a sudden you tell them, make a seem, oh no, it's covet. I don't want to run after covet. A lot of times there are people who are not even such bali musar, such bali midas, but when it comes to like doing a mitzvah, all of a sudden the covet issue gets involved. If you're doing something for a mitzvah purposes, then you have no right. No one has to suffer. You have no right to take away a mitzvah because you're worried about getting covet. That's not called running after covet. The person dances in the middle. Fine. You know, I enjoy the tension dancing in the middle. But Lamaisa, I'm not doing it just for that. You know, I'm not doing it just for the tension. I also want to be Mesameach Chasam Lekal. Even if I was doing it just for that, it's probably fine because it's a mitzvah. The question is when it's not a mitzvah. When it's not a mitzvah, then you don't have to run after covet. A lot of times also people should, let's say someone is asked to speak. And that person has a kayach in speaking. So no covet, let someone else speak. So it's true, if there's someone else to speak, then you should talk and let someone else speak. But the person has to know, and sometimes people don't know themselves, the person has to know whether he's the one that should be speaking, whether he has what to say and other people don't have what to say. And don't hold back, don't make other people lose, because if you're worried about your midas, you're worried about running after covet. That's not what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants either. Okay. Now let's speaking about self-covet. So the whole reason for Indian of self-covet is that, like we said before, if you don't have self-covet, you're gonna run after covet. Because why do people run after covet? People run after covet because they want to feel good about themselves. Everyone wants to feel good. When someone stands up for me, someone gives me covet, so I feel good about myself. If a person had enough good feelings about himself, true feelings about himself, good feelings about himself, he wouldn't be desperate for other people's covet. So that's what we're going to focus on now. So let's start from here. First of all, some people walk around feeling a little bit low about themselves, and they validate it, and they say, I'm shtickle anav. You know, what am I going to do? I see the other guy, he walks around thinking he's so great, you know, walks around so proud of himself, you know, and me, I'm not such a haughty person, I'm a humble person. So many unself-confident people that walk around validating that with anav. So here's the litmus test. Well, let's take someone that has lacking self-confidence. So let's ask this person, let's see. Do you have a hard time? Let's say if you get stuck on a Gemara word, Taich word, you're 20, 25 years old, you're stuck on a Taich word. Would you have a problem going to like a 20-year-old Bachar who like you know knows Gemara very well and ask him pshat? Would you have a hard time asking what this word means? Or do you have a hard time like you know saying you don't know something? Or do you have a hard time apologizing, admitting you're wrong? So if he was an anav, just possible, but actually not likely. He'll say, no problem. Why would I have a problem doing these things? But the truth is, most of the time, 99% of the time, that person is the person that's going to have the biggest problem doing these things. Because he's so insecure with himself. He's so insecure with himself that he's going to have the hardest time going over to someone, to a younger guy and saying, what does this word mean? Because now he's really nothing because he needs a 20-year-old's help. He needs someone younger help. He's not an anav. The way I would say it is as follows. The person really wants covet. He really is, he's really, I call him a Balgaiva because he's not arrogant necessarily, but he really, really wants covet. He really desires covet very badly. Rachmanis, it's Rachmanis. Yitaka doesn't value himself. He's not a person that doesn't care about his covet, who's a humble person. He's not a person without self-confidence. A person can be the most self-confident person in the world and you'll see it. A person can be the most self-confident person in the world and usually, and probably has to be the way, that's the way he's the biggest anav. He knows what he is, but again, realizing your chashivas has nothing to do with being better than everyone else. Being you could be very, very chashiv, and other people around you could be more chashiv. It's not a competition. A person who recognizes how chashiv he is and values himself for what he is and appreciates his tafkid in his life. I'm here to learn Torah. I'm here to understand this Gemara. So I need to ask a 20-year-old pshat. So what? I never thought I was better than him in the first place. I'm not running a contest here. Who's the best person? Best person, my job in my life is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to shtag as much as I possibly can. He's smarter, not smart. That's not what Hashem wants. Hashem's looking for someone that's serving him, to serve Hashem. The more I serve Hashem, the better I am. He has no problem asking other people for it. He has no problem admitting he's wrong. The person who is secure with himself is able to be honest, is able to be humble. So let's focus. How do we mechazik ourselves? So let's start from a general idea, and then we'll go into more specific things. First of all, like this. Chazal, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. This Gemara, everyone knows the Gemara, but this Gemara, you don't have to say more, really. Gemara says, Chayav Adam Laimar, person's obligated to say, B'shvili Nivra Olam, person's obligated to say that he was created for, that the world was created for him. So, Chazal tells us that a person is supposed to say, he's obligated to say, that the world was created for me. So think about that. The world was created for me. Okay, let's dance. The world was created for me. The world was created just for me. The world was created for me. Moshe Dan Kesar, with all his Mishagas. The world was created for me. Oh, it's a stira. She could say the same thing. Chazal tells every individual could say, Chayav Adam Laimar Bishvili Nivra Olam. The world is worth it for me. There's a lot that Chazal are telling us over here. First of all, it tells us we are very chashiv. So if anyone tells you, ever says he's not chashiv, I don't know, Chazal say the world is created for you. So you might deny it, but Chazal say that the world was created for you. Your existence is important for the world. Gemara says over there also that someone who kills somebody is as if he's killing a whole world. Someone who saves somebody, familiar with that Gemara called Mekayim Nefesh Achas B'Yisrael, someone who saves somebody is if he's saving a whole world. A person is a world. Also, the depth of Chazal is as follows. Every person is created with his own tafkid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam Rishon, one person. Adam Rishon would have been enough for the world, so to say. There was one person there. Adam Rishon's tafkid was to serve Hashem. Every one of us are in our own world, so to say. Each and every one of us is a president. It's a prime minister of our little country called myself. Hashem wants us to fill ourselves up and fix ourselves and accomplish. If we don't accomplish, if a person does not accomplish, he's destroying a world. He's destroying an entire universe. He's destroying an entire world. And that world is himself. You have your midos, you have your nature. Every person's different than his friend. That's why everyone looks different than each other. Everyone's a different person. If you fall out, if you say, Yiddishkeit, it's not for me. I wasn't meant to be a tzaddik. I'm just one of those pasha Jews. There's a tzaddik gedolim out there. They're tzaddikim. A world was lost from Klal Yisrael. A world was lost from Klal Yisrael. A world. A whole world. Chayav Adam Loimar B'Shvil Adam is Chayav Adam. Chayav means he's obligated to say. Because obligated, on one hand it says, oh, I'm great, because the world was created for me. But on the other hand, it's a responsibility. You're responsible to realize that the world is created for you and you are important. You are an important person. This is the biggest chashivas you can give a person. The President of the United States. What makes a president so chashiv? Say power. It's true. But the Vard is, say it this way, the president, every movement he makes, anything he says, even privately he has to be very careful, could make turmoil. One thing he says can create tremendous turmoil. One thing he says. That's called power. But every action he makes is chashiv. Everything is important. Let the president get to the press one day. You know, there's a press conference, he's supposed to speak to the country. To the press. He can't. He can't even think about getting depressed. He can't. He knows his place. He knows that the world cannot survive without him functioning. So he has to function, and he has to rise to the occasion. If we think to ourselves, look how special we are. Hashem wants my avodas Hashem. Hashem wants me. Hashem wants me. No one can take my place. People copy other people. People are always copying other people. Hashem doesn't need two of the same. We're not supposed to copy other people. We're supposed to learn from other people. Just because that person excels in one area doesn't mean it's supposed to be your year. You can learn from other people. He does chesed, he's a masmid, he does this. I'm going to learn from everybody. But bottom line, every person has a different approach to life. Every person has different strengths. You can't compare yourself to other people. It's very misleading, like we spoke about last week, the covet, the falseness of covet. You think that you look around, the Rabbanim, the Moetzes, they're Gedolim, they're great people. It's not 100% foolproof here. It's really a false look at life. There could be this Pasha Yid. I was speaking to my wife recently about someone I know that Nebuch has he's a little bit handicapped and mentally. He's a little bit handicapped. You know, he doesn't see things, he doesn't act like other people exactly. He's a little bit handicapped. Just tell my wife, it's such a Nebuch. But he's really such a chashuv person. The guy learns and he really tries. He wouldn't do harm to anybody, he really tries to do mitzvahs. The guy could be the biggest tzaddik in the world. No one's gonna give him any respect. He could be the guy in Olam Haba, everyone's gonna be embarrassed of the guy. No shaila. Here the guy's mentally, he's not in full capacity. The guy could be the biggest tzaddik. Honor, like we spoke about last week, is false. Each and every one of us are chashuv, whether everyone knows about it, whether we're the Rebbe, whether we're the Rav, it doesn't make a difference where our spotlight is. Spotlights are false, are fake. Michael Jordan has also a big spotlight. Gayim also, Risham also have spotlights. Spotlight is HaKadosh Baruch Hu values everything we do. We do a mitzvah, we get tremendous schar, we create malachim. A mitzvah is nothing as valuable as a mitzvah, nothing is as destructive as an aveira. And every one of us, every moment of our life, every second, everything we do counts. That says, I am a one chashuv person. He's also chashuv, that's true. I am one chashuv person. My life makes a difference. Every minute, every second makes a difference. What's depression? What minds of depression is, what are people saying? My life's not important. It doesn't make a difference what I do today. It doesn't make a difference. Every second, every moment, your life makes a difference. Every mitzvah you do makes a difference. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about us. Hashem loves us. Everything we do makes a difference. There's nothing more chashuv about a person than that. There's nothing greater than that. Nothing greater than the fact that everything you do counts. There's no time for depression. You are the president. You're more chashuv than the president. He's not filling his day with Torah and mitzvahs. You're more chashuv than the president. The whole world knows about it, doesn't make a difference. We know. We believe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything we do counts. And that makes us very, very important people. And we have to make sure not to fall into depression, the opposite. Person says, but I've done so many averas, but I've done so many averas, and he gives up hope. You know, I do this wrong. So first of all, in depression, I want to tell you a big insight. First of all, people, again, another mistake, people subtly think that depression is somehow maybe a little bit connected to tshuva. Like, I'm getting depressed over my averas, I'm getting depressed over my learning. It's a shtickle, you know, what am I supposed to do? Be happy that in fact I'm not learning? It's a shtickle tshuva. It's a shtickle mida, a shtickle inyan of tshuva. So, I'll prove to you it's not that way. What happens when a guy gets depressed? The guy's depressed over the fact that he doesn't learn enough, so what happens? He sleeps the whole day. Ah, kvaldik tshuva. I really care so much that I'm not learning, so I'm not going to learn another 3 days. Makes sense, right? What's depression? You know what depression is? Depression is nothing to do with God. Depression has nothing to do with God. Depression is that the only connection between ruchnius and depression is the cause for depression. A person values, is similar to what we said in Kena. Person values, understands that doing Torah, learning Torah mitzvahs makes a person chashuv, makes a person worthwhile. Then he looks at himself and says, I'm not doing what I should be doing. So now I don't feel that I'm important. And now I'm depressed because I'm not important. The same exact depression could be in a gayish way, in a irreligious way. Person, let's say, could be a basketball player, and he could start messing up, and he can get depressed because his value is on basketball. Now he's not playing well; just shot 0 for 13. He messed up. He messed up their playoff chances. He's depressed. because he's not choshev anymore. Yes, you know, we're better in the sense that our depression at least is coming from something that's really worthwhile. But the actual form of depression has nothing to do with tshuva. It's just you're depressed about yourself. You want to feel good about yourself. You want to feel good about yourself. You know that learning is what makes a person important between you and Hashem. So mamela, I don't feel important, so mamela, I'm depressed. But the depression is not true. The araya, let's see. Why, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. I never met a person that was doing tshuva Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. I know myself, I never felt depressed. You actually feel great. You actually feel very good about yourself. Tshuva is the exact opposite of depression. It's not actually the opposite. Tshuva is, I am such a chashuv person. Hashem put me on this world to accomplish. Hashem put me on this world to do Torah mitzvahs. My life counts. So how the heck can I mess it up? How can I do that? Me? Chashuv me? Jew? Chashuv a yid? Should mess up my life? Horrible. How can I do that? I need a change. When we cry, achet, 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 and we really mean it, we feel great. We really feel good about ourselves when we cry al chayt. I'm fixing myself. I'm improving myself. I'm making myself, I'm really fulfilling my tafkid in this world. I'm really fulfilling my potential. I'm really fulfilling what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from me. I'm fulfilling my greatness that's inside of me. Depression, a person can never get depressed. It has to be a rule in your hand. If you start feeling depressed, just number one is, you have to try to push out those feelings. It's not helpful. It's not helpful to think, ooh, I'm not doing this, I'm not doing that, I'm not doing that. See, it's a hard talk. It's not the approach to life. It's not, I'm not doing this, it's, I should be doing this. I'm chashev, I have to grow, I have to shtaik. You know, people that get depressed, they never shtaik. You know, the mashal, a person here is a, people that get depressed when they think about their averis. So first of all, they refuse to think about their averis. I can't think about my averis because I'm going to get depressed. They hear a shtaka musa, they can't listen to shtaka. You know these people? Maybe that's where it comes from. Definitely a group of them. People that can't hear musa. They don't realize that. You know, they don't realize that this musa is positive musa. But people hear musa. And a bit musa about it, but you have to mechazik and learning and mechazik and mitzvahs. There's some people that many people can't hear. Definitely people cannot hear musa on a personal level. It's very hard for someone to accept when someone goes over them and says, you know, I think you should be doing this. Why can't they accept musa? Because when they hear musa, it doesn't tell them, do better, oh, come on, you could do it. It doesn't tell them to do better. It tells them, oh, yeah. I'm such a horrible person. Just horrible. So the person speaks, you have to learn more. Instead of saying, oh, maybe I should learn more, taka, I have potential, I should learn more. No, it's horrible. You don't want to do anything, but so you get depressed of what you're not doing. So you know, no one improves. People walk around, I'm a tzaddik, because they can't face the fact that they're not perfect. No one, none of us are perfect. A person who has strength, a person who realizes his value, his chashivas, he could accept musa. He could accept that he does things wrong also. I'm not perfect. I never claimed to be. I'm here to serve Hashem. That's what makes me special. I'm here to accomplish in this world. That's what makes me special. I'm not perfect. I'm working there. Person has to always, always, always feel good about himself. There's no makar, there's no value at all in getting depressed. It's awesome. Even if you're not learning, don't get depressed in that. So just fine. Even if you're not doing tshuva, don't get depressed. That's not constructive. Learn musa sefer. It's constructive. Don't get depressed. Now let's start another. So this is a more of a general sense. The person has to realize Chayev Adam Leimer Bishvili Niv Ra'ilam. A person has to work on himself to always feel that he's chashev, to always feel that he's valuable. Now again, like we spoke about, now don't base your value on what other people see and other people know. A person has to value himself based on Avaidus Hashem, based on his potential. Don't be fooled by honor, by positions. It's all sheker. Because there are plenty of people that are getting covered that are very not worthy of kavod. And there are plenty of people that don't get very little kavod. And are very worthy of kavod. And Mirtz Hashem, if not in this world, in Shemayim, they'll get the proper respect. They'll get the respect. Also, we have to work on appreciating our miles. We have to work on appreciating our strengths. There's some people walk around thinking of themselves, ooh, I'm so good looking, oh, I'm so talented, I'm such a good this, I'm such a good speaker. It could be lousy, but, you know, you ever, there's people that get up there and speak for like 45 minutes? Like, you think, like, what are they thinking? Like, don't they know they're hated? They think they're just wonderful speakers. They think just everyone is just enthralled with them. You know, people could be sleeping, but he must be tired. You know, he must be tired. People, there's some people that are full of themselves, which has some positives, we'll see. But, and there's some people that are the opposite. There's some chashav, very chashav people that feel, they don't feel very good about themselves. They don't recognize their strengths, they don't recognize their miles. It's more dependent on attitude than it is dependent on what's actually a person is composed of. We're all very chashav. We all have a lot of strengths. There's no limit to how much we could accomplish, every one of us in this room. There's no limit to how much we can accomplish if we're focused on Avedas Hashem, or focused on accomplishing. Each and every one of us can accomplish a tremendous amount. But let's say a mashal like this. It's like, I look at it as like, you know, I don't know if I've ever seen them. Maybe I got it from like bad places. But like, you know, they have like an amusement park. They have those like, you have these mirrors. Oh, actually, I did see one. They have like a mirror that like gives you an image, gives you a distorted image of yourself.
Funhouse.
So the truth is like this. No one ever, you never, it's a funny thing, we'll never be able to look at ourselves. We always have to use a mirror. We can never look at ourselves. You know, I guess we could maybe get a catch of our, you know, depends how long our nose is, we can get a catch of it, we can get a catch of our body. But I'm not really speaking literally. We never can really see ourselves from ourselves. We're always looking from ourselves. We don't see ourselves the way other people see us. We really don't. We don't know what other people, we don't really see ourselves the way other people see us. So we're looking in a mirror, our own perception. Some people come into the mirror, this really fat, heavy guy, comes to the mirror, he sees this really handsome guy, the real Prince Charming in the mirror. I'm wonderful, I'm so chashuv. And some people, their people come in, nevach, there's a machla, anorexia. But Lahavda, on that line, this guy comes in, he's a good-looking guy, he's a smart guy. He's looks at that important anyways, but he's a smart guy. He has tremendous talents. He's a Yari Shemayim. There's a lot of milas. He looks in the mirror, sees this fat, ugly person. People have very distorted images of themselves. A person has to work on himself to get a very true, clear image of himself. We don't want to be either one of those people, really. We don't want to be someone that always sees himself as just Mr. Charming, Mr. Perfect, even though he's got plenty of pimples on his nose. And we don't want to see ourselves as chas v'shalom ugly either, as bad either. We have to do both. Most of us, especially Baruch Hashem in this room, all of us in this room, are very chashav people. If we're not there yet, we're B'nai Torah, we understand the importance of Torah mitzvahs. We're very, very special. We're very, very unique people. We have to see our greatness. We have to see our specialness. We have things that we have to work on. Okay, we recognize that also. It's like another mashal. A person has a painting. So the negative person, they have a beautiful, beautiful painting, and there's a few scratches. So some people come over to the painting and say, oh, it's gorgeous, it's beautiful, it's unbelievable, you drew this? Oh, you know, there are a few, you know, I don't want to make you feel bad, but you know, you could still fix it up. There are a few scratches, you know, maybe you should work on, you know, make the picture perfect. Another guy comes to the picture, ugh, it's horrible, all these scratches, it's a disaster, nothing could be done. Ugh. We have to see ourselves as beautiful pictures. We have to see ourselves in a beautiful way. We have to see ourselves as chashav people as we are, chashav yidin. We have to see ourselves very, very chashav. We have to recognize our talents, we have to recognize our potential. If we're smart, we have to know we're smart. If we're hard workers, we have to know we're hard workers. If we see, we have to know how much we could accomplish. By the way, most accomplishments are more dependent on your thinking you could accomplish than whether you actually are able to accomplish. There are many people that are very, very talented and don't recognize their talents and never accomplish. If like a person has, a person can be walking around with a gold watch, but if he doesn't realize it's gold, he thinks it's fake, he'll never get value from the watch. Person could be a gold mine. We're all gold mines. Do you know how much potential each and every one of us have? Do you know how much potential each one of us have? You know how much effect we can have in this world? Our own learning, our own mitzvahs, how we can make care of other people. You know how much chesed we could do? You know how much each one of us could do if we really felt ourselves able to do it? We're not allowed to excuse ourselves. Every one of us has so much kaiches. So you have a gold mine. You have a gold mine. If you don't realize you're walking around the gold mine, you'll never accomplish. Person has to realize he's a gold mine. There are a few things. He has problems. There are things that need to be fixed. But if he fixes those things, he's a gold mine of potential. He's a gold mine of greatness. If you don't recognize your greatness, it's a terrible destruction. Because if you don't recognize your greatness, oh, people walk around, oh, I can't do it. I can't start a shiur. I can't do this. I can't fix this. People see problems all the time. Well, I should fix it. Let someone else should do it. I'm not one that should fix that could do it. It's not true. Oh, there are 50 people walking around saying the same thing. You could do it, and you have to do it. You could do it, and you have to do it. You have to recognize if you see something's wrong, you could fix it. Inside yourself, outside of yourself. You could fix it. If you want to accomplish something, you want to create, let's say you feel there's not enough learning, you could accomplish. I know I've seen people come around, and they say, I want to accomplish something. I think there's a problem here. Let's start a shiur. Let's do this. Let's do that. Wasn't a big chiddush. Everyone else was walking around saying, oh, we need to do this, we need to do that. Who did it? Our potential is limitless. We have to accept the responsibility. We are great people. We are unbelievable people. Each and every one of us. He has different talents, more talents. It's not a matter of talents. It's really more a matter of drive. I'm a great person. I have a lot of strengths. I can accomplish a lot. No one is ever allowed to excuse himself. Ooh, not this, not that. I'm depressed. I'm not chashev. He's better. He's better. You're better. I'm better. Life, again, is not a competition. We're here in this world to serve Hashem. We're chashev because we're here to serve Hashem. If we're not serving Hashem, we are worthless. We're chashev to serve Hashem. That's what makes us chashev, because we have always the opportunity to serve Hashem. Even if we're 90 years old and we've been in Rishas our life, we're still chashev because we have a chance to do tshuva. Once the person dies, okay, he died in Rasha. We're always chashev because of our ability to accomplish in this world, and we have to maximize our capability. Alright, we'll stop.